Debate continues over a proposed emergency shelter in Williams Lake, with business and property owners in the downtown organizing against the location. At the March 12 regular City Council meeting, BC Housing presented on a proposed temporary shelter, requesting council approve statutory immunity for 98 First Avenue South, the old Elks Hall. BC Housing said the relocation of the existing shelter, now at the Hamilton Hotel, would help create a safer emergency shelter where they could control the property, install security and provide more communal areas for people to gather and be during the day. The shelter would allow people to stay at the shelter during the day, which the current shelter at the Hamilton currently does not. A 36-page report by Beth Veenkamp, Economic Development Officer for the city, laid out a detailed analysis of the project and recommended statutory immunity, indicating this would help avoid the more lengthy rezoning process and would mean once BC Housing found a more permanent solution and location, a shelter would no longer be permitted at the site. Business and property owners in the downtown, however, have been organizing and vocalizing their opposition to the proposed shelter and location. Karen Pelletier, a business and commercial property owner in the downtown, was upset by the short notice provided and was hoping the extension for input could provide a window of opportunity. Some businesses received letters on March 8, she said, but she was only notified verbally on Friday, March 15, by a fellow business owner. Pelletier owns the Westgate Plaza Mall where the Canada Post is located, at Oliver Street and 2nd Avenue. She has since been calling City Hall, speaking to her tenants, and asking others to call city staff and elected officials to voice their opposition to the proposal. Pelletier's family has owned property in the downtown for 57 years, and while she herself lives on Vancouver Island, she worries moving the shelter could create an economic downturn for small businesses in downtown Williams Lake. Small businesses won't be able to continue to operate, she said. She said the mall has survived mill and mine closures, 18.75% interest rates, a city evacuation and a global pandemic since her family has owned it. While she doesn't know the answer, Pelletier said perhaps a location on Mackenzie Avenue, in a light industrial area would be better suited removed from residences, businesses and schools. You cannot put a band-aid on an absolute open wound, she said of the current homelessness and opioid epidemics. She said she has empathy for the people struggling, but she wants to know where the empathy and compassion are for the small business owners. During their presentation at the council meeting, BC Housing said they had looked at a number of options in the community, but had not found any other suitable properties. The locations of other properties considered were not revealed as they were part of private negotiations. A dozen community members spoke at the meeting with many emotional pleas from those operating and working in businesses in the area. Most voiced their opposition to the shelter location, and a couple spoke in favor of it, one person noting it would have to come with resources and supports. Kukpi 7, Chief, Rhonda Phillips of Zotsil First Nation made an emotional presentation on how her own husband's life was saved by shelters and the services they provided in Edmonton during a time when he struggled with homelessness and addiction. Marilyn Martin, one of the owners of Crosina Realty, voiced her opposition, after she and her fellow staff at Crosina Realty have had to call 911 and attempt to resuscitate people in the alley experiencing overdoses. Am I going to see, when I walk out that door, more odds, more people that I have to sit there and help and watch die on my dime, because nobody else is there helping them, she asked. Cown. Sheila Boehm voiced strong concerns about what she saw as BC Housing not meeting expectations by not progressing on Jubilee Place. She also pointed out when BC Housing created the Hamilton shelter they said it would be temporary, but it has continued past the expected end date. Some councillors voted against allowing those in the audience to speak during the meeting, noting they wanted constructive input which council would have time to consider. Cown. Joan Flaspoler requested people submit their input in writing so it could be included in the record and considered appropriately. I just wanted to add my vote was for people not coming to the mic because I feel it's better if it's on paper, in emails, she said, noting it creates data they can refer to the concerns. It's not that I don't want to hear your thoughts. I really want to hear your thoughts. More than 2 hours was dedicated to the topic and discussion at the March 12 meeting. An amendment to the proposed statutory immunity allowing input from the community until March 24 was supported unanimously by all councillors. The community has until end of day Sunday, March 24, to provide input before a planned vote on whether to go ahead with the statutory immunity for the shelter site at the March 26 council meeting. Read more. Emergency shelter proposed for Williams Lake gets an amber light. Don't miss out on reading the latest local, provincial and national news offered at the Williams Lake Tribune. Sign up for our free newsletter here.